With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. European NATO leaders joining Monday's White House talks between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky, Donna Warder reports.
European heavyweights, including France, Britain, and Germany, are rallying around Zelensky after he was left out of Friday's Alaska summit between Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Special U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff tells Fox News Sunday that part of the discussions on Monday will be what exactly Ukraine needs.
We were at this summit to advance the Ukrainian position, and we did that. And we did it successfully. Now it's for us to drill down on the granular details of exactly what the Ukrainians need to give them a sense of security in the future.
Witkoff says the U.S. is potentially prepared to set up security guarantees directly from the United States and other European countries, but not from NATO. I'm Donna Warder.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling a new special legislative session to cover a sweeping array of bills as Democratic state lawmakers signal they might be ready to end their political stunt. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says the Democrats have no right to argue against a GOP effort to withdraw the election map in Texas.
Let's be clear here. Democrats gerrymander like it is their passion project in life. And they've done it to the benefits of holding more power, to see Republicans do it, to make sure there is more representation of the values and the people in their state. I think it's kind of long overdue at this point. Let's go.
Hurricane Aaron blasting parts of the Caribbean and is forecast to create dangerous surf and rip currents along the U.S. East Coast later in the week. It has now re-intensified to a Cat 4 storm with 130-mile-per-hour winds, likely bringing tropical storm conditions to the Turks and Caicos Islands in southeast Bahamas overnight. This is SRN News. Texas about to have some new laws.
Starting September 1st, a measure goes into effect that requires all public schools to post a copy of the Ten Commandments. Another law that goes into effect on the first of the month establishes a strict biological definition for male and female in Texas. And a separate piece of legislation that bans student clubs based on sexual orientation or so-called gender identity in the schools will also take effect on the first day of next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern ramping up efforts to get Bibles in the hands of Christians who live in countries where persecution is terrible. ICC says we are working with our in-country staff, partner organizations, and local churches to distribute audio Bibles, digital Bibles on USB drives and MP3 devices, and, of course, physical Bibles. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore says the numbers are in, and President Trump has done much better than his predecessor.
The average family, the median family, the middle-class people did 10 times better in terms of their income gains when you adjust for inflation under Trump than Biden.
Moore is a public policy expert, a former Trump economic advisor, and author of the Daily Hotline newsletter from the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. And he adds the data proves the president's policies help the poor.
Supported poor under Biden than they did much better under Trump. So that was an amazing finding. And I think it's important for people to know that Biden's policies were a complete failure for the very people he tried to help.
College football playoff action will be again 12 teams this year. Five of the slots will go to the conference champions. More details at srnnews.com.